Here I heard myself apostrophized as a hard little thing, and it was added, any other woman would have melted to marrow at hearing such stanzas crooned in her praise. I assured him I was naturally hard, very flinty, and that he would often find me so, and that, moreover, I was determined to show him divers rugged points in my character before the ensuing 4 weeks elapsed. He should know fully what sort of a bargain he had made, while there was yet time to rescind it. Would I be quiet and talk rationally? I would be quiet if he liked, and as to talking rationally, I flattered myself I was doing that now. He fretted, pished, and pshawed. Very good, I thought. You may fume and fidget as you please, but this is the best plan to pursue with you, I am certain. I like you more than I can say, but I'll not sink into a bathos of sentiment, and with this needle of repartee, I'll keep you from the edge of the gulf, too. And moreover, maintain by its pungent aid that distance between you and myself most conducive to our real mutual advantage.